when it came to the more challenging cases, he knew it was to his advantage to raise the first objection.
I'm not going to take your case.
What?
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Bradley. Your dinner just canceled. Do you want me to pull your reservation?
No, I still have to eat. I'm sorry, where were we?
You were about to turn me down, and then you reconsidered once you realized I was going to throw a ton of money at you. Which I am.
Ah. It's not about the money for me anymore, Miss Elise. The fact is, if I don't feel passionately about a client, if I don't feel that fire in my belly, I don't bring my A-game to court. And from what I've read, it'll take my A-game to save your husband.
This is about the gay bashing thing. He's innocent.
He went berserk and attacked a man in court.
Yeah, but that was a jealousy thing. The man that my husband was trying to kill in court, it's not the least bit gay. Trust me.
Your file also says you're seeking conjugal visits. Trying to keep the old marriage alive, huh?
Why does everybody have a problem with me having sex with my husband?
Can I be frank?
Only if it ends with me getting what I want.
Your marriage is doomed.
Excuse me?
I've been doing this for a long time, Mrs. Solis. I know what incarceration can do to a relationship. Marriage is hard enough, but when you throw in cement walls and armed guards, iron bars, it tends to go downhill rather quickly. Conjugal visits notwithstanding.
But I...
Listen, you want my advice? Walk away. You're young. You made a mistake. You learn from it. Maybe next time you'll marry smarter. If you'll excuse me, I have dinner reservations.
Reservation. You're eating alone, remember? And I have a feeling it's not the first time.